So this for this week's IFP, we did a simulation of jaws and K's. So K's were representing a rich, developed, prosperous nation. And we had all the newest technology, we had very highly educated people and loads of skills, and we were very rich. So we basically represented one of the top MEDCs in the world. And I was a part of that group, and what we did is in our group, we were given many different materials. We were given scissors, UWC booklets, loads of cookies, so Oreos. We also got a lot of paper, ribbons. We got a lot of different materials. And on the other side, in a different room, were the Jaws. And we were told that our mission was to go and help the Jaws. And because they were a newly independent country, they had no resource, not many resources of their own. They were not developed. They were under a dictatorship or a negative sort of government. Not exactly a dictatorship, but it was not democratically elected, and they needed help, like to be on their feet. So we were told to help them, so we worked very well collaboratively. We gave different ideas, such as tell them to establish a trade unit or a port. We also told them that they should focus on getting subsidized education and trying to develop their natural resources, etc., trying to get multinational companies to come and invest in Jaw. Now, when we went into Jaw, we found out that the situation was very different from what we thought. The Jaws were told that they were just meant to build a monument, and that was all they were told. They were a newly independent country, and it was important that they built a monument to celebrate. They were not aware that we were going to help them or anything. They were just meant to do the monument and resist us. They were not told to accept any help from outsides and stuff. And they had very limited material. They had like a piece of string, some tape, and two or three pieces of paper, and I think an empty toilet roll. It was nothing compared to us. We had almost double the supplies, way better supplies and useful supplies. We had different types of supplies. They had the most basic things. They were told that their monument was the most important thing, and that was the only thing they had to focus on. So when we first went to Jaw, it was shocking. There were, of course, much more people in Jaw, and they were very rude to us. Like, we just said hello, congrats on your independence. We just wanted to offer some advice that are not binding. You don't have to follow it. It's just mere advice. They resisted us. They were very rude. When we started talking, they were distracted and too busy working on their monument to even understand what we were trying to say. We were expecting them to be like, great, an MEDC, a successful country, is willing to help us. Let's take the help. Let's understand what they want us to say. They're experienced. That was completely different from what we expected. I really did not expect them to be so rude. They literally was telling us to get out. They weren't letting half of us in. It was very surprising for me, and it was quite frustrating because my group members tried a variety of different strategies. We asked them what they wanted. We asked if we could help with the monument. We asked if we could just celebrate. We asked if we could give any advice, and nothing. We did not receive any positive feedback from the Jaws, and we were unable to be successful in anything. The only thing is that they allowed three members of K to get in. Sorry, Ka to get in, and they were screened to make sure that they weren't preventing any harm, and they had no trust in us, and they thought that we were just there to take over. So that was super frustrating, and we did not, in the end, get to do what we had intended to do. What was positive is that my entire group, so the K Akas, were very rich, and we were very polite. Every time anything happened, we would go and debrief. We would leave if they asked us to. We would not push anything, and we were just very respectful to them. And that helped keep a positive morale, even though we weren't getting our job done. And some things that hindered the communication was definitely the fact that the JAWs were very loud and obnoxious in the way that they just didn't want any help. And like they were resisting to such an extent that it started to cause a sort of conflict indirectly. I do believe that the JAWs and K's symbolized exactly what they were told. And I have felt like a con before. Like, I have tried to help people before, but they've resisted it. They didn't want me to help because maybe they didn't want to feel like they were inferior to me in any way. And in the sense, I've also felt like a job before, because if someone has asked me for help, like academically or something, my own ego wouldn't let me get help because then I would feel like I'm like less intellectually capable or something. So I do believe that in different situations, everyone is both. And if I had to do the simulation again, I would definitely back off earlier because I think we spent about 15 minutes trying different strategies to try and get them to not resist us. And I feel like we held it up too long. We should have given up after a bit and debriefed and then gone back to try again instead of being quite stubborn. And I believe that this will really help me in the future. Like, I'm definitely going to help people in a different way, and I'm going to try to take a different approach if I'm trying to help someone or even in charity, like in my local service. I'm definitely going to use the skills and think about this when I come up into a situation such as this.